Hardy's Home Services, this is Joy. How can I help you?
Hi, Joy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Friday, right?
Happy Friday.
Right? I can tell you're excited for the weekend. You're my kind of lady. I love it. That's great. So Lene sent me the message to call you. She said that you were thinking of opening up an account for the remodeling side of your business. Is that correct?
I don't know. So I called and I spoke to somebody. Okay, here's what happened, basically.
Okay.
The BBB contacted us. We did not renew our membership with them, our accreditation with the BBB. We went ahead and dropped
okay.
it. So they wanted the little logo off the site. So when I was on the site, I was looking around. And we employ five other people. Okay. So
okay.
We're employing finish guys. Finish guys are guys who can do indoor finish carpentry. So like put in cabinets, remodel bathrooms, remodel kitchens. Those
okay.
guys right now are not working because they don't have enough work. Our mechanical side, our HVAC side of guys are all working.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is get the remodeling side of the business more. And
yeah.
when I look at the website, it really looks like an HVAC contractor website, which is fine. We are actually assigning a DBA. I went on SEC and went ahead and did the fictitious name file today for
okay.
RJ Heating and Cooling. So I actually want to take RJ Home Services off of the website. Everything is under that umbrella, but
okay.
RJ Services exist as RJ's Heating and Cooling and exist as RJ's Remodeling and Home Improvement. So
okay.
those two sites are our fictitious names for our DBAs for the business right now. So I really want to get away, not that RJ's Home Services isn't fine, but there will be eventually RJ's Rentals, RJ's, there will be other things that will fall under the company. So we want to use DBAs.
Okay, so the revision for the site that you have now would be when the site opens up to change the business name from RJ's Home Services to RJ's Heating and Cooling, right?
Correct.
Okay, because that's the one you just, okay, so I can get that done. So RJ's Heating and Cooling. And then?
The other is to open a DBA under RJ's mm-hmm. Home Services, another business. That is
mm-hmm.
RJ's Remodeling and Home Improvement.
Okay.
And we want to pull off of RJ's Heating and Cooling all of that information on remodeling, bathrooms, that type of thing, unless you feel like it needs to be there for the plumbing piece, because they will still carry the plumbing.
Okay. So... here's why your HVAC guys are busy and the remodeling ones aren't, is that when Richard signed up with us, we are promoting you guys under RJ's Home Services, but as an HVAC contractor. So yes, the website is heavy in those keywords, but also we're optimizing the business to show on the first page of Google for the keywords in those categories. Right. So I think what Selena was trying to tell you is if you wanted to kind of ramp up the remodeling side of the business, you can't really, add keywords relating to remodeling to the program that you have now, because then it would hurt the rankings for the HVAC and it wouldn't get you good rankings for the remodeling because it's a different category. Right. So. The reason that happens is let's say that somebody's in your backyard and they type in bathroom remodel or renovation near me or renovation contractor near me or something of that nature. The minute they type that into the computer or into Google, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for, right? So if, we create a new account for you and we make it heavy in that category, you're going to come up right away. People will find you in a spotlight position and those workers are going to start getting, the phone ringing so that they can, get work. But if there's words on the website that say remodel, renovation, HVAC, heating, cooling, then the web crawlers, they get confused and they're like, we don't know what this company is, and they bypass you and they recommend someone else. Right? So that's why the strategy to get good results for the remodel would be absolutely to open up a new account. Now, there's two ways you can go about it, because you pay $299 monthly with us for the HVAC, right? But that includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you really want to, you know, boost the performance and, you know, get results quicker, absolutely keep the Facebook ads on there. But there is an option where you can start the new program without the Facebook ads, and that's just $199 monthly, okay? And so either way, for the new remodel side of the business, you would get optimized where that business would now be showing on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. We would absolutely. What was that?
Can you do any better on the advertising? I can't make any sense of spending $200 a month on guys who aren't even working right now in advertising, because I have to take that from a whole nother piece of our business.
Is there any way
to price cheaper, like for the first couple of months, or no?
There really isn't, because this platinum package, it sells on our website for $599 monthly. The only reason I can even offer you this rate is that you guys have an existing, you know, profile where you're paying $299, so I can match that for you and, you know, even take the Facebook ads off and do the $199. So there's not really anything. You know what, maybe I might be able to get an override and put you into corporate pricing for that package and just do $149 monthly. Okay. So typically you have to be like a, you know, Subway sandwich or Anytime Fitness and have over 100 locations to get that pricing. But I'm pretty sure I can get an override and get that, you know, approved for you. So, you know, if you think that that would work, typically, you know, the website sell for an extra $400, but I would get that included as well, because that's your main objective in signing up, is to get a new website for the remodeling side of the business. Okay. Now, my question to you is, do you have any content for that site yet, like pictures or a logo or before and after photos? Because if not, we can use stock photos initially, and then you can send us content as you get it.
So the content for the remodeling is already on RJ's Home Services. So if they go in their gallery, all of those photos of remodels can be pulled, so that the only thing on the actual heating and cooling side is heating and cooling. And
Yeah, I see in the gallery there's some beautiful, like, bathroom remodel pictures, and then next minute there's an air conditioning unit and a furnace.
Yep.
And, yeah, I see. Okay. So we can pull that off of there. Okay. Now, is it primarily bathrooms, or are they open to doing kitchens and basements too?
We do basements. We do kitchens. I can definitely send other pictures. There are plenty of other pictures.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I definitely will cut off Facebook ads, because I really just need to get the guys working. So if we can get positive feedback off of the website, then it's worth it. And if not, then, you know, those guys can be looking for work elsewhere, which is not what we want to do.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to lose reliable people, because I talk to business owners day in and day out. Right. And they are always telling me that if they lose good people, it's always a struggle to find somebody that not only they can trust, but that has a, you know, work ethic that they're happy with. So if you have that now, then definitely don't lose them, you know? So, question though, do you have a different address that you could use for the other business? And the reason I ask is if we used 403 Essex Street and you're already using that for the HVAC, it becomes a duplicate to Google, and sometimes it throws up a red flag and it hurts the rankings. So what some people do to get around that is they use a friend or a relative or a colleague's address, or even a residential address, because that can be hidden on the profile anyway. But that way it just doesn't conflict with Google, you know, when it, you know, when they're looking at creating the new listing.
Yeah. I mean, you probably use my sister's address if that's your care, but I want it hidden.
Yes. Yeah, we would absolutely hide it. Yeah, Google does that for all home-based businesses. So, she, you know, it would show up as, you know, RJ's Remodeling or whatever, you know, your DBA is for that side, and then with the city and state, but the actual street address would be blocked out. And then I see now that the way you have it set up is you have a call tracking number, but you answer the client calls. So we could do the same thing with the other business. We could create a unique call tracking number so that it doesn't conflict with the HVAC and that you can see when the calls come in, you know, by the caller ID, which ones are coming in for HVAC and which ones are coming in for remodel. It would still be a 540 area code, right? Your sister doesn't live outside of the area, does she?
She doesn't.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So my first question would be, is there another phone number that I could use to create the account that's not either yours or Richard's, not 6267 or 7233? It wouldn't be published. It wouldn't be used for client calls. It would just be used to create the account just so that it doesn't conflict with your first profile.
Hang on.
Sure.
I mean, we pay for the guy's phone, so why can't we use their number? Right.
Who,
I mean,
whose number?
We pay for our guy's phones, our corporate phones, so.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm saying is sometimes if I create an account, because your first one is under 540-214-6267, right? But you're on the account as an authorized user under 540-271-7223. So let's say that I open up the new account under that number. Every time you call into Local Splash and we open up under that number, sometimes it'll conflict and you'll be calling under the remodeling. It'll open up the HVAC and it just becomes messy. So it has nothing to do with the way we publish you. It just becomes like within our system so that it doesn't conflict. You see what I mean? So it can be a number that would never even be published. Sometimes what I do is I even create a fictitious number and I tell people, hey, why don't we just use, you know, 540-214-6268. It's not even a real number. We just changed the last one from 7 to 8. But that way, you know, one account's under 6-7, one account's under 6-8. And then, you know, all client calls still come to you through the call tracking number, you know, being forwarded to 7223. But that way it just doesn't conflict in our system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was that?
Sorry. Came in a door, so with
I see. Okay.
have a kind of a good conversation with him about exactly how to make this roll. So, okay, they can't use Local Splash. Needs to set up a new account in order to get RJ's Remodeling and Home Improvement website up and running.
Uh-huh.
I did the DBAs this morning.
Uh-huh.
Under RJ's Heating and Cooling, which they're going to change on the website,
okay.
And RJ's Remodeling and Home Improvement. And I figured when you got your RBC, we could just go in and change the fictitious name to Remodeling and Building.
We can't do construction?
Well, we could. I don't know if that name's taken up. Probably not the way that we do
right,
it.
But anyways, okay, so we're not holding this lady up. So what do we need to do for Local Splash?
They want $149, best price I can do a month just for that website. We're paying $299 for the other website.
$299?
It's what we pay for the other website and all the services that go with it, right?
Right.
So this would be an additional charge of $149 to get that site up and running.
Okay, what do we get for that
$149? Everything that we got. The other one except no Facebook ads.
No Facebook ads?
We'd have to create them ourselves.
Oh, man.
Or you could do that package with the Facebook ads and just pay $249. So each month when you pay us $299, we take that $100 off the top and send it to Facebook for the ads. So if you wanted to do the Facebook ads for the RJ's Remodeling and Home Improvement, it would just be an extra $100.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally see what you said. Every time I try to go when I'm a post or whatever, yeah, then they try to get me to boost it and pay. You know, but if y'all are already paying, okay, so you get, all right, so you pay each time to Facebook each time you boost a post, right?
Yes, exactly. So every time, every month when you pay us $2.99, we send $100 to Facebook to run the ads. And then they set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day. And so what happens is each day your ads start running unlimited. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on the ads, then money gets taken out of the budget. So let's say, for example, the ads are running at 10 or 15 cents each. Once that $3 budget gets eaten up, then the ads stop for the day so that you don't get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, and then the next day they start up again. You see what I mean?
So that's pay per click, right?
Exactly. So if you're getting, you know, notifications through Facebook to, you know, spend money or boost the ads, chances are those are scam propositions and things like that, because you don't have to do that because you already have Facebook ads. You know what I mean? So you don't have to spend extra money there. You already have it. But, if you want that same type, and I was telling, Joy that we recommend it. Absolutely, to bundle the package with the Facebook ads, especially initially, because do you remember when you set up RJ's Home Services like a year ago? It's not like you set it up today and all of a sudden tomorrow calls started coming in. It takes, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions. So for the people that bundle the services with Facebook ads, they do get results quicker. And here's why. We can get the Facebook ads up. Well, they tell us to say under 2 weeks, but honestly, you know, I've had them up in 3 to 5 days before on a special request. So I can say, like, look, this company needs work ASAP. Please put the Facebook ads up as soon as possible, and we could get them up and running a lot quicker for you.
Right. I see what you're saying, yes. And then y'all don't offer kind of a dual website management package. It's just each website is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the reason we have to do it that way, I was explaining this to Joy, is if we started promoting the website that you have now under HVAC and remodeling, it would hurt your rankings for the HVAC. Because the minute someone's in your backyard and they type in, you know, for example, heater repair near me or air condition installation near me, once they enter that, Google sends out all the web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for, and you're coming up every single time because we have you heavy in those keywords, right? But if we start putting in kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, renovation, and different keywords that have nothing to do with HVAC, all of a sudden those web crawlers will get confused and they're going to bypass you and they'll start recommending someone else. So it would hurt your rankings if you use that one website as a dual entity for two different, totally different businesses. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. So obviously we're going to have to table this now because, you know, I want to make sure that the name I go with through the SDC is locked in.
Okay. You know, so that's not a problem actually, because You can list it as ever, however you want, because she's already registered it as a DBA. So let's say that you use, you know, RJ's Construction and Home Remodeling, and then you change it to RJ's Construction and Additions or something. That's okay because it's all under the same umbrella. It takes 2 seconds for us to go in once the business is verified and change the name. That's not a problem with Google. You know, the main thing is, you know, getting the programming started, because that does take, you know, they say 45 to 60 days even to start ranking on the first page. The website's easy. That could be up in, you know, 3 to 7 business days. So that's the easy part. But as far as...
Is Google going to make me re-verify?
Yes, they'll make you, not for RJ's Home Services. You've already got that verified. So that's why we're going to keep it separate, so that the new account doesn't affect that one. So we're going to use a different phone number and a different address to create the new business. And then that way, when Google verifies it, it's not going to conflict with RJ's Home Services. It's going to be completely separate.
Okay.
Yeah, Joy said she'd use her sister's address, and even if it wasn't her sister, if it was a friend or a relative or a colleague, either way, we would just hide the address on the profile. So Google would verify, you know, that whatever address it is, that it's a valid business in the area, and that, you know, you're close to that address that you're giving them. And then once they verify it, the address is hidden, so it never gets published. But the city and state gets published, just not the street address.
Right, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
Let's get our ducks in a row before we pull the trigger on this.
This is what I was afraid of. He's not ready.
Okay. I mean, that's you know, between you guys, you know, I don't want to talk you guys into doing anything that you're not comfortable with, you know, so you can discuss it. I'll send you a quick text message right now, Joy, with my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, you know, if you guys hang up and you have a couple more questions, you can reach me directly. And then if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you next week and see, you know, where you're at then. But I will tell you this, you know, especially if you have those workers that are kind of struggling right now, try to get this going sooner rather than later, because I'd hate to see you lose good people. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, I just texted it to you also, so you'll have that in your text message. So if any questions come up, just, you know, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
I appreciate it, Tina. I'll talk to you
soon.
Yeah,
no problem. Okay, sounds good, Joy. Okay, bye-bye.